Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. So good to have you with me once again. Welcome back to Saturday Review. Shalom Shabbat. Amen to all that are observing the Sabbath on today. Glory to God. Saturday Review is where we're taking a look back at previous studies to remind us of what the Lord has already shown us and so that we can receive even greater understanding and perspective as he continues to enlighten us. I give glory and honor to the Lord even as we come before him on today, and I mean all of the glory and all of the honor belongs to him. He alone is God. He alone saves. He alone delivers. He alone provides. Glory to God. We don't even, many times we take for granted the provision even of the Lord, because everything that is in the earth, even the technologies, all of this knowledge, it came forth from the throne room of God, and it was given unto men so that we would have a good life. Amen. But we are not in any wise to forget our Creator, to forget the one who created us and created us so that we would give him glory at all times. Amen. We are here to make his name glorious, not our own. So all of the glory, the honor, and the praise belongs to him. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Amen. For your Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for salvation. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us. We thank you, Lord God, for being a source to us. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you looked upon us and you did not forget the need of each and every one of us, Lord God. We give you all of the glory, the honor, and the praise, even as we go forth today, Lord God, looking back at our warfare principles, Lord God, strategies of warfare. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we come before you, oh, God, amen, our own God of war, amen, we come before you, Lord God, and the Lord strong and mighty, mighty in battle. We come before you, Lord God, who has, Lord God, under your feet every principality and every dominion and every kingdom of darkness, every ruler of wickedness is under your feet, and we bow ourselves before you even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, because you've already let us know that there is no weapon that is formed against us, not one weapon forged against us by the enemy of our destiny can prosper. Oh, my God, and we give you all of the glory, the praise, and the honor. Cover us right now in your blood, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as we review these things, Lord God, as we go over the principles, Lord God, that we've already studied. Lord God, as we look back at these things, Lord God, and acknowledge that you are God and it is by your Spirit, oh God, that the enemy is subdued. It's by your power that every evil, Lord God, that has been manifest in the earth is made low, is dismantled, is dismembered and obliterated by your power and by your presence. Oh God, we thank you. Even right now, Lord God, we bind, Lord God, every spirit of retaliation, every payback spirit, every counterattack, Lord God, that will come forth, Lord God, as we go again into the depths of these weapons of in our arsenal, even right now. Oh, Lord God, we bind the works of the enemy, Lord God, and we loose the power and the presence of God into the womb, into the room. Welcome, Holy Spirit, into this place. Welcome into the atmosphere. We welcome the angel armies into the atmosphere. Amen. To war, glory to God, for our destinies and for our souls, amen, and for our sin in the earth, because the will of the Lord, it shall be done in each and every one of us. Oh, my God, I've been decreeing as of late. I decree and declare, oh, Lord God, even before you, that my obedience and my willingness shall be fulfilled to the good pleasure of Yahweh. Oh, God, we give you all of the honor, the praise, oh, my God, and the glory. Oh, it's all yours. In the mighty name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, God, we bow ourselves and we honor you even right now. Oh, my God, in case you have forgotten, we are in a war, and the enemy does not sleep. He is always planning, always, always sending out troops and regiments, always looking for ways to deceive us. As a matter of fact, I'm sure that you can see the cloak of deception that is all over the earth, the cloak of deception before the eyes of our family members and our neighbors, those that don't even see, nor do they acknowledge that God is God. But the Lord God himself, oh my God, he came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. He came to subdue our captor. Glory to God. He came that we might be free from the bondage of the enemy and that our eyes that were once blind would see again. Glory to God. So these are the weapons of our warfare that we're bringing forward on today again. Hallelujah. Let me just make sure I'm in the right thing here. Amen. I believe I am. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. So let's just begin. Amen. Hallelujah. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen him and chosen us, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things according to the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love of all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, and that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 2 through 23. We are in a war. Glory to God. He gives us periods of rest to regroup, replenish, to recover, and to go at it some more. We are in a war for sure. And either you are in the heat of the battle right now, you just came out of a battle, or you are about to enter into battle. But we are reminded that we are not powerless. Spiritual warfare strategy number 8. Plead the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus. We sing a familiar song often that says, there is power in the blood of Jesus to break every chain. Oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. And there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes away our sins, as it is written in Hebrews 10, verses 1 through 14. Through his blood, we have received redemption. Ephesians 1 and 7. Our conscience has been cleansed from dead works to serve the living God. No longer are we alienated from his presence. Hebrews 9, verses 12 through 14. The blood of Jesus justifies. Romans 5 and 9, that word justify is to declare or pronounce to be right. The blood of Jesus reconciles. Colossians, I'm sorry, let me give you the scripture for justifies, Romans 5 and 9. The blood of Jesus reconciles. Colossians 1, verses 19 and 20. The blood of Jesus sanctifies. Hebrews 13 and 12. The blood of Jesus renewed our covenant with the Father. Hebrews 13 and 20. The blood of Jesus gives us the confidence to enter the holy place, the holy of holies. Because we are covered by the blood, we go boldly to the throne room. Hebrews 10, 19 and 22. Some argue that the use of this strategy, stating that they can't find specific chapter and verse. But there are almost 40 scriptures that speak of the blood of Jesus. I believe that the devil cringes at the blood because it is the shed blood of Christ that paved the way for us to receive salvation from sin, giving us the legal authority and power over all the works of darkness. There would be no salvation without the shedding of his blood. When we plead the blood of Jesus, we are appealing to the mercies of God and making a declaration of our position in Christ to the enemy of our souls. Apostle LeClaire states in her book, 101 Tactics of Spiritual Warfare, that in legal terms, pleading the blood of Jesus is like a lawyer pleading his case before a judge. The blood is our defense. And because of the blood, the enemy no longer has legal grounds to wreak chaos in our lives. Spiritual warfare strategy number 8. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Spiritual warfare strategy number 9. Casting down imagination, evicting every wicked, ungodly thought with full force. casting down imaginations. And this is one I think that we need to be reminded of often, because often we allow those imaginations to go by, and we think too hard on the things that come into our mind as if it's our thoughts that we're thinking. But the enemy is very diabolical in the way that he comes against us, in that he makes us believe that the things that he puts into our minds is actually our own thoughts, when they are derived from the mind of the devil himself and his cohort. Amen. So casting down imaginations, glory to God, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5. This is the King James Version that I just read. The Amplified says it this way: we are destroying sophisticated arguments and every exalted and proud thing that sets itself up against the true knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought and purpose captive to the obedience of Christ. Amen. We're casting down the enemy's attack to our mind violently. Amen. Let's take a look at the Hebrew. Hallelujah. This is the Greek in this verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And the phrase casting down is katareo, and it means to violently throw down. We are literally slamming down those imaginations and those thoughts that come against our destiny. We're slamming them, literally destroying or demolishing it, leaving nothing standing. You hear me? We're leaving nothing standing when we're casting down those imaginations. That word imagination, logisma, it means reasoning, argument, or decision or thought. Reasoning, argument, decision, or thought. And bringing into captivity, and give me just a second, I just want to make sure I have the pronunciation correct. Bringing into captivity, that word in the Greek is eikmalatizo. And it means to lead away as a prisoner of war. So we're casting down, we are violently throwing down those imaginations, those reasonings, those arguments, those decisions, those thoughts that actually try to defy the standard of holiness, righteousness, godliness, tries to defy what the Lord has said about us. We are destroying them, and we're leaving nothing standing. Thing will be standing. We're taking them. We're binding them up rather than allowing them to bind us up and leading it away as prisoners of war. They're not getting away scot-free. Oh, no. Oh, no. We are in a war. We are not a war. We are not going to allow the enemy to have his way in our lives, because that is not what God has said for us. Amen. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. See, this is not our strength we are relying on. Amen. We are yielding ourselves to the power and the presence of God, and through the authority that given us by Jesus, by Yeshua, we are casting down, demolishing imaginations in this hour and making them to be the prisoner rather than us. Glory to God. I feel we don't often think about what we're thinking about, so we don't readily see how destructive our thoughts can be. Also, we often mistake our own thoughts, which is what I was trying to tell you. We often mistake our own thoughts for the ones that the devil interjects. Be careful of those I statements in your mind. Examine every thought and be ready to cast it down if it does not align itself with the word of God. When you hear your mind saying, I'm sick, what? We must cast down those imaginations and thoughts out so they don't become reality, forcing them out violently so there is nothing left of it. I like the word obliterate, utterly destroy. James 1 and 14 says, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. It starts with a thought. Proverbs 23 and 7 says, Proverbs 23 and 7 tells us that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Thoughts become words. Words bringing either life or death become actions. If someone thinks they'll always be poor and solidifies that thought by speaking it aloud, those words become actions that conceive poverty. My grandma was, my mama was, so am I. That's a lie from the pit of hell. The devil is a whole liar. We are rich and getting richer all the time. Amen. Not simply in material things, but in kingdom wealth. The Lord is fortifying us to receive and to be blessed. Remember, we already read the scripture. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing and heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Our Father, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He is rich in houses and land, and whatever we have need of, the Lord will provide. We are not poor. These are the thoughts we must demolish from their onset. In other words, we reject them. We demolish them and we speak life. I reject that thought in the name of Jesus. I am not my mother nor my grandmother, and I won't receive what they had. Poverty is not my portion, and it is evicted from my life right now in the name of Jesus. The blessing of the Lord that makes one rich and brings no sorrow is mine, and by virtue of the Holy Ghost that is living in me, I am blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed when I come and when I go. My Father, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Wealth and riches is his. Peace and knowledge are his. And he is a good Father, the shepherd of my soul, and I shall not lack. I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Therefore, I am rich and getting richer all the time. Psalm 19 and 14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And my redeemer. The word here for meditation is tigayon. And its Hebrew meaning is to be absorbed in thought. But we're not thinking, amen, the thoughts that have been interjected by the enemy. We're thinking on the word of God and what it means. Amen. We're taking apart the word of God, even as it says in Timothy. Amen. We're studying to show ourselves approved. We're delving in the word of God, breaking down, amen, every phrase and every frame of it. And we're seeking the face of God as to what it means for a rhema revelation so that the Lord will speak life into our spirit. That's what we're doing. That's how we meditate. That is being absorbed in thought. Amen. But we're being absorbed by the spirit and power and the presence of God as we study his word and as we seek his face. Amen. To speak to us. Amen. About every single word. Amen. Give us revelation that comes directly from the throne of God. Even that others may not even have realized is there. The Lord will speak. Amen. He'll tell us what the words on the page means, and he'll give us a right now rhema word. Amen. In the moment, even as we study. Glory to God. Scripture directs us in how we should meditate or what things we should think on to stay free. In Philippians 4 and 8, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things, as the one described in Psalms 1, verses 1 through 3, meditating on the word and flourishing. Anything that stands against the word of God, the will of God, or the standards of God has to go. We are demolishing those thoughts. Thus, every vile thought or argument that comes into our minds, we will take it down quickly and violently, leaving nothing standing. And then we will replace that thought that has now been decimated with words of life. Also consider Psalms 119, verses 15 and 16, and Colossians 2 and 8. This is the end of our lesson for today. I know it wasn't very long today, but I wanted to make sure that we got back to our Saturday review. It's important. And in this time, in this season, amen, when we see the enemy is pulling out all the stops to bring violence and to bring evil into the earth, amen, it's so important that the warriors of God stand, amen, and that we war against the enemy of our soul, the enemies of our destiny, the enemy even of our present and current assignment, because the Lord has strategically assigned his people in every area of the earth and to do everything imaginable that the kingdom of God, amen, prevails. The Lord has a plan. He always has a plan, and it is good. And his plan is that we have life and that we might have it more abundantly, not just in the then and there, but in the here and now. No matter what the world is saying, no matter how much chaos and violence that is going on in the earth, the Lord has a plan for his own. Amen. We cannot pray against the things that is written in the word of God in these last and evil days. And these are the last days. We cannot pray that those things not take place, because the word of God has already let us know that these things shall be. Amen. But we can go into the presence of God and ask him for a battle plan. Amen. So that we will stand in the strategy that the Lord has given us for this day and for this hour, for this time and for this season. Glory to God, that we might remain victorious, because the victory is on the inside of us. Amen. I just want to take you through our vocabulary words real quickly. Amen. In the Greek, amen, the word justify was dikaio, and it means to declare or to pronounce right, and that's that word justify. Amen. That word casting down again is kathareo, and it means to violently throw down, literally destroying or demolishing it, leaving nothing standing. And I need you to understand that clearly. We're violently throwing it down, and we're not leaving anything standing. Glory to God. Amen. The word imagination, logismos, amen, it means reasoning, arguments, decisions, or thoughts. And then the phrase for bringing into captivity is eich malotizo, and it means to lead away as a prisoner of war. Amen. And that word for meditation in the Hebrew, it means higeon, and it means to be absorbed in thought. Amen. Holy thought, godly thought. Glory to God. Holy, godly, as in the presence of the Lord. And he is giving us revelation directly from his throne. We honor the Lord, amen, as we end on today. We give him all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise, because it is his weaponry. Glory to God that we are arrayed with, and it is by his power that we stand. It is in his authority, amen, that we are demolishing, glory to God, the kingdom of darkness as it comes against us. It's by his power and by his might. Amen. The word of God in Ephesians that says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Glory to God. In the power of his might, we don't have to rely on our very frail human strength. We have the power of heaven backing us through our Lord and Savior. Amen. Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. And we honor him today, recognizing all the glory is his and it is his alone. We can't take glory in a power that is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. We cannot take glory in talents that were not ours. They belong to the Lord. We can't take glory in creativity that God has given. All these talents, all these abilities, every gifting, amen, it came from the Lord. They are his for the purpose of his kingdom. Amen. The Lord allows us to be blessed by these talents and these abilities, but they are for the purpose of the kingdom. Amen. Get that into your mind. Everything that the Lord has given you, it is for every good and every perfect gift that has come down from the Father of lights. It is its purpose is for the kingdom. Glory to God. Talk to the Lord and ask him how you ought to be using your talents and abilities given of him for the kingdom. Amen. Because you have an integral place and positioning in the kingdom. Amen. We are one body and we all must work together, unified. Amen. When one part doesn't work, in sync with all the other parts, the whole body feels that loss. Amen. So we must be unified in this hour in the mighty name of Jesus. There's time, amen, in this hour even to come into repentance and ask the Lord where you might lack, where we lack in this hour, because we must be unified so that we can hear and know what the Lord would have, so that we can work in the teams and then among the tribes that God has placed us among. We are one body. And every one of the teams and the tribes that God has placed us within, he has given us a function as a part of the body. And we must function in our part. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we honor you. We give you all of the honor and all of the praise and all of the glory in this hour. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward us. We thank you, Lord, for this great salvation. We thank you, Lord, for arraying us with armor, Lord God, and arraying us with weaponry, Lord God, and giving us, oh God, your spirit and your power, your might. Oh, Lord, we give glory to you, Lord God, because you are the Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. You ultimately are the Lord of the battle, oh my God. And because of that, we are victorious already, because you are the Lord of the battle, and nothing can stand against your power and your might. And we honor you, oh God, we honor you, oh my God, because you are the victory in our lives. Oh God, we bind every spirit of retaliation, every counterattack, every payback spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it out of the atmosphere. We bind it off of our person, out of our flesh, out of our soul, out of our spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we break off the works of darkness right now in the name of Jesus out of the atmosphere, Father God. And we loose the power and the presence of God to burn up every activity of the devil. Lord, we decree confusion into the camp of the enemy even right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, and we give you all of the honor and all of the praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name today. Oh, Lord, keep your people even as we go. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.